All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody. Merry Christmas, by the way, since Kamala doesn't want anybody to say Merry Christmas to each other. Merry Christmas in August. I know July just passed, but Merry Christmas in August. We're going to get to the worst Olympic travesty ever in just a minute. Neon Widow, see you on there. Epaphrodites, I see you on there. D9597. Jenny Malfeasy's on. Todd Suff is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Becklin 60 is on. Alpha Acres is on. Jersey Dude 1966 is on. Sun Gun is on. Dave Souders is on. Why Not Matt is on. Lisa Maurer is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Irish One is on. Lindy Lou 28 is on. Le Picket Fence is on. CS is on. I know who that is. C Suff is on. I know who that is. Horror Hotel is on. That's an interesting name, Horror Hotel. 23 Justin Blake is on. McGroin Nation is represented with Wendy McGroin is on. Jersey Dude 1966. Bird Nerd is on. Luann 5 is on. Genesis 5 V2 is on. Nude Monk is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you very, very much. I got Wendy McGroin and Robin McGroin from the McGroin Nation. Love you guys. Appreciate the McGroin Nation. My numbers are through the roof because of you guys, because of George, other people putting the show out. Really do appreciate all you guys in the chat putting the show out. Appreciate each and every one of you. Like and share, like and share, like and share. Hey, Aaron's on. Aaron just came on and said, hey, Robin McGroin. So Aaron is on. Yep. Scooter 8887 is also on. Happy Kwanzaa. According to Scooter 8887, happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa to you. There you go. All right, so let's go to one of the biggest Olympic travesties in history. Before we do that, real quick, just on Kamala Harris from the pregame. Have you noticed they're following the exact same game plan? I know she used a rap artist or whatever to attract a big crowd the other night, but she's really doing nothing outside of that. She knows she can't do regular rallies unless they bring out superstars, which she'll probably try to do for the DNC, although I heard rumors they might be doing DNC via Zoom, virtual DNC, whatever it may be. We will see. In order for them to even remotely match the RNC, they have to bring out a huge crowd. I mean, huge movie stars and the people that we don't care about, but for some reason they care about. But she's really following the exact same format as Joe Biden, as Barack Hussein Obama, through Eric Holder, by the way, have taken over her campaign. That's who's running her campaign. The selection for VP is being run by Eric Holder. Her campaign's being run by Barack Hussein Obama. And you always have to remember that the Harrises hate the Obamas. The Obamas hate the Harrises. The Bidens hate the Obamas. The Obamas hate the Bidens. The Bidens hate the Harrises, and the Harrises hate Obama. And the Harrises hate the Bidens. They all hate each other. There is no unity, but they're just better than Republicans at sticking together, even though they hate each other. We're horrible at it. They're decent at it. But anyway, she's following the exact same pattern as Joe Biden, the exact same MO, modus operandi. She's done no interviews. Can you imagine that? You have announced yourself to be the presidential candidate for one of the major parties in the United States of America. When we only have two, this isn't a parliamentary system here. You don't have to orchestrate a government. If you win your party's nomination and you win the election after that, you are the president of the United States. You're running the show. Can you imagine, though? I don't know exactly how long it's been. It's got to be coming up on 3 weeks. It's got to be at least, it's over two. I know that. But since Joe Biden bowed out. So I think it's going to be 3 weeks this Monday, this Sunday. But if not, it'll be a month this Sunday. So for 3 weeks or a month, nothing. Not one interview.
Yeah.
Trump's at the Black Journalist Convention with people who hate him.
Yes.
Yeah. And Kamala Harris, she does nothing. She could orchestrate one interview after another with, like, you know, Jake Tapper. She could be doing MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN. She could be doing Joy Reid. She could be doing the View. She could be doing was it Jake Todd? Is that his name? No, Todd. What is it? I can't remember his name. But anyway,
Chuck Todd.
Yeah. She could be doing Chuck Todd.
Yep.
She could be doing any of these. I mean, they're all friendly. They're all softball throwers, Nerf ball throwers.
Yeah.
Even worse than softball, Nerf ball throwers, cotton ball throwers. And she's not. Why won't she do any interviews? Because everybody can't stand her. Even with softballs, and she goes, you know what I mean, Chuck. Like, I don't know what her, you know, the way that she talks, her mannerisms, her word salads. This is an uneducated person. She has no idea what she's talking about. If anybody actually asked her a question about the Middle East, if anybody asked her about who the Houthis were, I'm telling you, she has no idea who they are. I'm not even kidding. She has no idea who they are. If you asked her who's the primary funder of Hamas and Hezbollah, she has no idea. I'm telling you, you think I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm sounding like Joe Biden right now. You think I'm kidding. No, I'm telling you.
I'm not kidding, man.
I'm not kidding, man. I swear to God.
Listen here, Fat. Yeah,
listen here, Fat. That's one of the, you got to pull that one out of the archives. Yeah. Find it. Listen, Fat. But she's following the exact same MO as Joe Biden, same pattern, doing no interviews. I mean, you are running for president of the United States. You have a 50-50 chance. I know that scares the crap out of all of us, but you have a 50-50 chance of being the most powerful person in the world. Allegedly the first black woman, although we've now found out she's not black at all. She has absolutely, I mean, praise the Lord for Judge Brown. True. I mean, thank you for the truth, the people that will come out and tell the truth. I love it. So anyway, so she's doing no interviews, and then she's also following the Biden pattern of walking up, and not only the Biden pattern, she's following the Karine Jean-Pierre pattern of walking up. You saw it I cut it and spliced it so it looked like she was walking away. She stood there and talked to reporters on the tarmac for a couple minutes. But just to add a little bit to that, if you saw it in the pregame, she was in her limousine, and now she's acting all presidential. If you know, she's acting all presidential.
Yeah.
No more cackling or anything like that. She's too presidential to cackle. But anyway, she made those reporters sit on the tarmac for 35 minutes. They're all just sitting there while she sat inside of her limousine prepping for her little presser. Oh. When she goes out to do the little presser, she breaks out a binder. This person is running for president of the United States, and she can't just answer questions off the top of her head. Why? Because of what I just told you.
Yeah.
She has no idea. She doesn't know how much prices have gone up. She doesn't know the inflation rate. She doesn't know the national debt. I'm telling you, she is world renowned for non-preparation. Wow. Everybody, and 92% of her staff leaves. Why do they leave? Because she never prepares and then takes it out on her staff when she gets humiliated. That is not hyperbole. 92% on average of her staff leaves. I mean, listen. I'm not the world's easiest person to deal with, but 92% of my staff does not leave. You know, I mean, I'm a pretty combative person. If you leave me alone, if you don't fly above the radar, I won't notice you. I mean, I'm not really somebody that's going to, manage you to death. But if you fly above the radar, I'll jump your case. But even me, 92% of my staff doesn't leave. Matter of fact, 100% so far, in this building that we're in right now for over 2 years, hasn't left.
Yeah.
But Kamala Harris, 92% of her staff leaves because she uses gross profanity all the time, and she takes it out on her staff when she comes across as unprepared. Even though, how is her staff going to prepare you if you don't want to be prepared?
Exactly.
Same thing with Karine Jean-Pierre. Reading laminated sheets, reading from a binder. You can't just answer a question about Hezbollah or Hamas, the Hamas leader being assassinated. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, unless she said it on the tarmac there, still have not done a public statement about the situation where Iran has raised its red flag saying that their attack on Israel is imminent. They're neither Joe Biden. Where's the leadership in our country right now? Does anybody have any idea? Let me ask you this. Aaron and Will, you guys can answer this question. Does anybody know if Joe Biden's alive?
No.
I mean, in all honesty, do we really know? We know he grew 7 inches in a matter of a day. We do know that.
Yeah.
He grew 7 inches. Yeah. But does anybody know whether he's actually alive? I don't think we do. So she comes up to a podium with a press gaggle with a binder. This is the alleged, if you're listening to a Democrat, future president of the United States, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I'm just saying.
Amen.
I'm just saying this allegedly is presidential material. And she can't walk up to a press gaggle and just answer some questions off the top of her head. Can't answer any of them. Trump does it every single day of his life. Every day of his life. And again, even goes to the Black Journalist Conference. Did he have a binder on that stage? Absolutely not. And can rattle off what he's done for the black community. Right off the top of his head, Kamala Harris, I'm telling you, she is a low information person because she puts absolutely no effort into it. Because the reason why is, let's ask this, because when we played Judge Brown in the postgame, I had to play in the postgame because I needed to make sure it was off CTN because he dropped some whoppers in there. and for the, in the last show, the post game. And he talks about, you know what, the way that she advanced herself was pulling up the hem of her dress, which we know what that means. So that's how she advanced herself. So he, and he goes, you can go a long way. You can go a long way in a short period of time, but eventually that comes to its end. Not in politics, because you don't need to know anything. If you actually did that and you were an engineer, somebody's going to find out you weren't an engineer.
Oh, yeah.
If you
oh,
did
yeah.
that and you weren't, like Aaron, if Aaron used his manly wiles to get his worship leader job here, okay, but he can't sing or he can't play, okay, it's going to reveal itself. Yeah. But a politician, I mean, Chuck Schumer?
Yeah,
I mean, what? I mean, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, these are stupid human beings. But all you have to do to be a politician is corruptly move your way up, because there's really no need for you to ever perform. You don't need to be an accountant. You don't need to be an attorney. You don't ever need to actually perform at all. You can just be a complete and total dunderhead and be a politician for 60, 70, 80 years. Same thing with Fauci. Fauci never did a daggum thing. It is world renowned. It is known throughout the world from Scott Atlas that when Scott Atlas was on Trump's COVID response task force, that he would come in. Scott Atlas would come in, professor from Stanford, epidemiologist, would come in with all the papers about why this would work, why masks don't work, why 6 foot distancing doesn't work, the potential possibility of vaccines, all those different things, how the vaccine spread, everything else. Using paperwork, I mean, using studies.
Yeah.
Fauci was renowned, and so was Birx, for coming in there with nothing. You know why? Because he hasn't had to do any of that for years, because all he needed was government money. And if you're getting government money, you know, just basically mandated to you, you know, Moderna, NIH, or, you know, the NIH receives a lot of its money from the people they're supposed to be regulating. They're in partnership with Moderna. They're receiving millions of dollars. He's receiving who knows how much, because he refused to answer it under oath. His royalties. You don't need to produce. Let's come up together, three of us here. Let's come together. How many diseases has Anthony Fauci ever cured?
None.
Zero. Zero. He's been in his current office. I know he's gone now, but he just left in 2023. Since 1980. The man has never cured a disease. He's never stopped a pandemic.
Yeah.
He's never done anything, because you don't ever actually have to perform when you hold a government position, because it's impossible to fire the deep state. There's too many regulations. So she can just keep pulling up the hem of her dress or doing other things that I'll leave off for now. Okay. She can keep doing those things, because there's never a need for her to perform. You can't do that and be the quarterback of the New York Jets. You're going to have to be able to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have to be able to read a defense. You're going to have to be able to prognosticate and know where your players are going to be. You ever heard them? When a quarterback calls plays in the NFL, X, Y, Z, post, F, whatever this, and there's like 17 different things.
Yeah.
You can't get away with just pulling up the hem of your dress if you're going to be the quarterback of the New York Jets or any quarterback. So, but you can in politics, because what has she done as vice president? What has she had to do? Absolutely nothing. And whenever she is interviewed, she sounds like a complete asinine idiot.
Yeah.
She sounds like an imbecile. And now that's who's running for the president of the United States. She's not doing any interviews. The interviews that she does, she walks up with a binder and then turns around and walks away, just like Joe Biden, Biden style. They're all barking out questions. She just turns her back on him, walks away. How rude can you be? You at least go, guys, I'm sorry, I'm not going to answer questions right now. They don't even do that, because they're bourgeois, globalist, leftist, elitist. It is not hypocrisy. It's hierarchy. They believe they are above everybody. All right, so let's go to the Olympics. Can't believe it's already 9:20. All right, K-Fit and video. Let's set it up with this. You're going to hear the name Angela Carini. Now, I know all of you have already seen this, because, I mean, you guys are red-pilled people. We're all very informed. So the 8:55 that are watching right now, I know that you've all seen this. I probably am not going to illuminate you any more than you already know, but I can't take the chance of people not seeing it, so I got to make sure that people see this Olympic level. Since you're always hearing me say Olympia, they've reached Olympian reaches of idiocy, whatever those, you know, whatever I'm talking about at the moment. So now it's just the Olympics reaching an Olympian level of idiocy, as we see men competing in women's sports. And again, let me just set it up so we can all watch it through these lens. Why are we even here? I mean, really, why are we here? I mean, how ridiculous can all of us be? Not us, I just mean our country on the whole. Then and just so you know, a lot of us were, and I'm guessing at this, and I actually meant to research and I forgot. But everybody remember, and Will was actually talking about this last night, wasn't this all outlawed? Remember, Will, you were saying that last night?
One of our videos, the guy covered it in the Olympic standards, like at the very beginning.
But here's my guess on that, is that was the standards for us getting into the Olympics. That's my guess. Is like, here's the thing. You have an Olympic selection committee inside the United States of America that deems whether or not you can go.
Yes.
So they said, the United States Olympic Committee said men can't compete in women's sports, but not the Olympics themselves. So the Olympics themselves can still let men compete in women's sports. And just so you know, this isn't the only male boxer. So that might have been a story you missed. There's another male boxer in the Olympics that we're going to chronicle tonight. Also, another opportunity for a man to bash in the face of a woman. Yeah. So instead of having battered women's shelters, I guess that we're just going to batter women. I guess that's the new rule, right? So, I mean, but again, how are we even here? Whenever you're wondering that, just look to Kamala Harris. Look to the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Look to BlackRock, because this is all about controlling your behavior. Ain't nobody going to control my behavior with this. Here's how it works. It's very simple. Leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a single access point. Ain't nobody going to be leveraging me. I get it. I'm the same way you are. But how do they leverage everybody else? Because only a remnant makes it to heaven. Only a remnant of people actually stands up. Only a remnant house Anne Frank and don't turn Anne Frank in because of the repercussions of not turning her in, right? Only a remnant. Why? Because they are leveraged. What happens is you, like whether it's Harley Davidson, which is as woke as you can get now, John Deere, Track Supply, whatever it is, they're all being chronicled by Robbie Starbuck as we speak. You're like, how, why? How did we get here? How are they DEI? Because Tractor Supply, Harley Davidson, John Deere, and Track Supply has now removed their DEI program. Credit where credit is due. John Deere has done the same thing. But Harley is standing firm, just so you know. But why would these companies do that at their own detriment? Because they always need liquid cash. And liquid cash comes from Vanguard and BlackRock because a lot of the majority ownership in these companies, including Fox News, is BlackRock and Vanguard, own trillions and trillions, $20 trillion, $30 trillion worth of assets. So if you need loans from their banks, you ain't getting them if you're not DEI. It's a way of controlling your behavior. They don't believe, you think Larry Fink really believes in lopping off penises and calling it a female? Tom, you just said it. Yeah, what are you? If you lop off your penis, you're not a male or a female. You are what? You're an it. So I think I'm going to make that my new pronoun for those people. It. You're an it. I'm not going to call you they, them. It's not even grammatically correct. You're an it. But anyway, I digress. But that's how it all works. So if you're wondering how we got here, it's leverage. The Olympics always need what? Lots and lots of sponsorship money. Who controls the sponsors? BlackRock and Vanguard. You will be DEI.
Yep.
Or you will not get any sponsorship deals. How many sponsors did Elon Musk lose? And we're going to cover this in a minute. 80% of his sponsors because he refused to censor speech in the name of CRT and DEI and ESG. All right, so here it is. Angela Carini, K Fitton video. Angela Carini just made history at the Paris Olympics boxing competition. Women across the globe because she stopped 47 seconds into this bout as she faces a fully penised man in a boxing match. And we already chronicled this before. This is the match we showed yesterday. Was a different match. Here's the newest match. Play for me, Will.
Solid straight right hand from Khalif there.
And we'll just ask a question. If two men meet in the gold medal round, I'm adding some stuff to your question, but if they meet in the gold medal round and it's two men versus... Well, man versus man in the women's boxing. You're like, Tom, that's impossible. It's not impossible.
Not anymore.
Is it women's boxing? No. Well, for us, it's not. I mean, for non-idiots, it's not women's boxing. But Alex Jones showed a video today or yesterday of a track meet, and these were freaking Adonis studs running this thing. They were men. I mean, they weren't. They were way more masculine than anybody in this room. These were jacked dudes running. Pull it up on Alex Jones. Go to his Twitter feed and pull it up. After the TLP, of course. But, I mean, pull it up. It's right there. And they have a track meet. First, second, and third place went to all fully penis men. And so the women meet on the side and go, really, first, second, third place is fourth, fifth, and sixth. But eventually, you won't have fourth, fifth, and sixth either. That's what happens. Well, we'll take fourth, fifth, and sixth. Why are you even competing? Because eventually, the idiocy becomes normal. Masking 6 feet apart, transgenderism, gay marriage. How does gay marriage work?
Yeah.
How does whisker on whisker crime work? Oh. It's just asinine idiocy. So Angela Carini just stops 47 seconds in. Why? Well, rumor has it that her nose is broken. She takes one basically straight right. I'm going to get these names correct. I probably won't get the names correct, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to call him Aman Khalif. Aman Khalif, that's his name. That's the guy she's fighting. So he hits her basically with one straight right, and she's like, that's it, I'm done. And she goes over in Italian, this is a fact, and says to her corner staff, she says, you know what? It's not fair. And quits. Now, this is a woman who's been training for 10 years for this. Mm-hmm. This is a young woman. This is a young woman in her 20s. Training since she was 10, 11, 12 years old. And now has to quit because there's absolutely no chance she can win. And for all the women libbers out there, you're like, oh, yeah, we can win. I know there's probably not anybody watching. No, you can't.
No.
I'm sorry. Listen. Women can do stuff men can't do. Men can do stuff that women can't do. That is just the way that it is. And work it out when you stand before God at judgment. All right? Then that's the only way. The only thing I can tell you is that. So she says, you know what? That's it. This is not fair. 47 seconds in. I'm done. So that's the end of that. So Real Mac Report video, Italian female boxer Angela Carina breaks down in tears after being beaten by a biological male, boxer Iman Khalif from Algeria, during a women's boxing match. Now, listen to the commentator. Now, and again, we're going to watch it through this lens. And I don't mean to always set you up to watch it through my lens. Well, actually, I do. But watch or listen to the commentator never actually say why it is that Carini stopped. This is a woman commentator. Again, a woman commentator because this is the woman boxing division with a man in it. So you have a woman commentator. Listen to her obfuscate all around. Blatant truth and blatant reality. The blatant reality is Angela Carini quit because she was getting punched in the face by a guy and possibly has a broken nose from one punch, right? But listen to this woman, because she's afraid of the repercussions of telling the truth, obfuscate and dance around it for like 3 or 4 minutes. Play for me, Will.
Algeria. I think it's an emotional time for Angela Carini. Lost her father just after her bout in Tokyo. Police just getting taken to check by the doctor. Scoring right hand from Khalif, and Carini abandoning the bout.
Let's break this down real quick. So you hear that? I could let it go for longer. So you notice how the woman actually commentator chooses silence? Did you watch it? I mean, she at the end there, it's just unabated silence. She's choosing silence over any commentary at all because she's scared of the repercussions of telling the truth, which is another example of leverage. She has been leveraged into lying because telling the truth will cost her her job.
Yep.
That's the plan for the entire globe. Leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point to all commerce controlled by them. You will say this, you won't say that. You will buy this, you won't buy that. You will vote for this person, you won't vote for that person. That is the point of it all, is to make it all one giant Venezuela. That is the point of all of it. It's right in the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and 14. So there you, so, and again, some of the reporting on it was that a female boxer, I'm trying to remember, I think it was Newsweek, who said that this Olympic controversy, a female boxer with a Y chromosome, that's how they portrayed Iman Khalif. No, this is a fully penis male. Alex Jones actually has a video of him adjusting his junk. So he's a fully penis male, and Aaron was bringing up some points because the rumors are there's just, you know, the left will come out and just bullface lie because they have no dignity, no human dignity, no integrity, no soul, so they just lie and lie and lie and lie to perpetuate myths. And if you need to perpetuate myths, how good could your agenda be? But yeah. Again, I digress. So, he's metamorph or whatever you call it, half male, half female. What do you call it?
Aaron? Intersex.
Intersex, whatever. Yeah. So, not at all. Where's his boobs?
Yeah.
He would, listen, if he was like some sort of metamorph, no. He would. He's a fully penis dude. We all know it. We can all look at his jawline, his Adam's apple, and his muscles.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would just love it. My son's an MMA fighter. I would love for my son to have 5 minutes in the ring with that guy.
100%.
I would love that. And just say, you know what? Your dreams have come true. No holds barred.
Finish the fight.
Just finish it. You know? So, okay, I'm going to play another one for you. We're on Colin Rugg. Will, make sure I'm in the right spot. A Colin Rugg video. Angela Carina, tell us heartbreaking story. Play it for me.
Non so se si sente. Lui è mio padre.
In the women's bodyweight
spot
there between Angela Carini and
Ho fatto l'ultimo chilometro perché un giorno mi senti stanca. Prima di Tokyo mi sentivo stanca. Dissi babbo, sono stanca, gli allenamenti sono intensi, però io non mollo. Lui mi disse, Angelina babbo, un campione è un po' come quando combatti è un po' come il ciclismo. Il campione quando vede l'ultimo chilometro lo sai che cosa fa? Pedala ancora di più. Allora tu arriva a quell'ultimo chilometro e pedala, vai fino in fondo perché io sarò sempre con te. E così ho fatto. Fino alla fine ho combattuto col sangue negli occhi perché volevo a tutti i costi questa vittoria.
See, even she is afraid of the ramifications of telling the truth. She walked out of that fight because she's being Snarl Barkley. Thanks, hermaphrodite. Thank you. I couldn't think of it, so I just went metamorph. That's off of like X-Men. But anyway,
same thing. They're both freaks.
Hermaphrodite, metamorph, same thing. But anyway, but even she, because she's afraid of the repercussions, leveraged. Because if she ever wants to be in any Olympics event again, because, you know, the Olympic Committee or the qualifications for the Olympics or any of the world competitions, I don't know any of these things. I don't pay attention anymore because they're all politics. But any of the worldwide competitions, they're all hyper ESG, DEI, CRT organizations controlled by giant companies that will refuse to give them any sponsorship money unless they're DEI. She knows that. So she is like, well, I'll just try to go into the various boxing matches, various tournaments that I can get into where there are no men competing as women. That's what she's thinking, but that's not going to work. And I'm not trying to beat her while she's down, but she needed to come out and say it. And the problem is actually her. I mean, everyone's going to try to make her a hero. She will be a hero if she Riley Gaines is this bad boy.
Yeah.
She's got to go Riley Gaines. If you don't go Riley Gaines and you're just quitting, and she should have quit, but she never should have even entered the ring. And after she quit, she shouldn't have gone over and done the ceremonial hand raise thing with the referee.
Yeah.
You can't participate. You're like, Tom, you're beating this woman. Why is she down? You have to. You have to say, she has to go up and tell the truth. The truth of the matter is you walked out because you're getting beaten up by a guy, and you should have walked out because you never should have walked in.
Yep.
And now that she did walk out, you could be a hero. But she's like, I want to still compete. That's the same thing as taking a vaccination. You know what? I still want to be able to travel. So you kill yourself? So you still want to be able to compete? So you kill the sport by not speaking the truth? Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So here's another one. Nicole, I didn't see too many people cover this. There's a little boob touch going on here.
Oh, boy.
A little boob touch going on. And it's a Nicole Lisa video. Look at this. I'm trying to remember exactly how Nicole put it. He didn't just settle for beating her up. He also did a boob touch too. Here it is. Play for me.
Please take it away.
Now, Aaron, side by side that when you get a chance. So this is another example of why men shouldn't be in sports, whether that was on purpose or not. Okay, it's kind of a cupular deal. I don't know. I mean, hey, who am I to say? Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, this is why men shouldn't be in sports, because the man who has no boobs is hitting where you can appropriately hit another dude, not a woman. That's another reason why he should not be in the ring with her. Just wanted to throw that to you because one person put that out and nobody, I didn't see anybody else cover it. So let me show you this and go to the next one. Put up the next picture here. That's him. Look at the difference. Look at the difference between these two. It's absolutely ridiculous. Why are we here? I need to understand. How do we ever get that? I mean, and remember, this is what needs to be rammed down Kamala Harris's throat every second of every day. Put her on the line. Say, Kamala, are you in favor of this? Yes or no, favor of this? Because we know what Trump will say. Absolutely not. Trump has already come out and said, I will never allow men and women's sports or bathrooms.
Yep.
Ask Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, as AG of California, made sure that male prisoners could transition. But what does transition mean? Transition is as clear as hate speech or people's definition of love. So what is transition? Does that mean that you are somebody who's just mentally transitioning? Does that mean that you're taking hormone blockers? Does that mean that you are taking estrogen? What does transition even mean? Are you lopping stuff off? Whatever it is. But she was allowing and paying, having the state of California lose billions and billions and billions of dollars in debt, having the state of California taxpayers pay for male prisoners sentenced to prison for life for 30, 40 years. And suddenly, you know, you're sexless in prison for all those years, right? Well, you know what? You might want to be transitioned to a female, so you get into the female prison. Kamala Harris was having taxpayers pay for that. And then they had numerous rapes inside of prisons because of Kamala Harris.
Yep.
Remember Kamala Harris, who kept people on death row with exculpatory evidence? She refused. She was withholding exculpatory evidence on purpose to keep them on death row. Kamala Harris, who kept people in prison for years after their term so she'd keep them for free labor in California. That's who these people are.
Yep.
It's not a matter of right versus left. It is evil versus good, or mega evil versus good. Here's another one for you. Libs of TikTok. I usually don't put up these pics, but I just have to. Face of a cheater. Just look at this guy. That's him. He thinks that cornrows are going to make him look feminine. You know what will make you look feminine? Boobs. You don't have any, dude. And you have a penis. So you're never going to look feminine. He's from Algeria. I mean... And I thought, and he's Muslim. How does that work in his Muslim faith? I guess this is a queer for Palestine right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right, let's go to the next one. Here's this. I don't usually show these, but they're too good not to show. Paris 2024 with the Olympic symbol. Yeah, that's what Paris. And the Olympics is an absolute disgrace. Even Pat McAfee came out and said stuff today. He never does. He always avoids politics. But you can't avoid this. This is so brutal. So brutal that nobody can avoid it. Let's go on to this one. Here is Iman Khalif's next opponent. Look at her. That's his next victim. This is Lusa Anna Hamari, a Hungarian Olympic boxer. On Saturday, she will have to face off against Iman Khalif, who is biologically male with XY chromosomes. Khalif previously failed a gender test and was found to have high testosterone and male XY Why are we here?
Right.
Why would you ever, as a man, need to pass a test to be a man? I mean, think of it. Make Kamala Harris eat this. Because I still think Gavin Newsom is going to be the nominee. Make Gavin Newsom eat this.
Yeah.
Put it in their face. We will win in a landslide. You cannot even be like Angela Carini was when you were sitting there, you're obfuscating. You did an heroic thing. You stopped the boxing match 47 seconds in. You told your corner that it was unfair. You might have a broken nose. Now say why you quit. Well, then I'll never be able to box again. Okay, but if you don't say why you quit, boxing for women will no longer exist, and then you won't be able to box anymore.
Yep.
So you choose which one. You don't box now because you tell the truth, or you don't tell the truth and destroy the sport that you want to box in. I mean, it's true. So that's his next victim, that poor girl. And hopefully she doesn't come. Hopefully she doesn't go out to the ring. I hope she doesn't. Let me show you this. Sports Keto post. Previously disqualified female boxers. Those two guys right there are, quote, previously disqualified female boxers. Does everybody just feel the asinine idiocy? I'm getting dumber as I talk to you right now.
Yes.
I'm literally getting dumber because this makes no sense. Previously disqualified male female boxers with XY chromosomes return to compete in women's events at Paris Olympics. So there they are. Amon Khalif, as you already know. And then the other one is Lin Yu Tang. Lin Yu Tang is the one on the right. Go to the next one for me. Here's Lin Yu Tang. This is a female.
Clearly.
That's a female. Kamala Harris. Is that a female? I mean, Kamala Harris. Any Democrat watching this right now, tell me that's a female with a straight face. Go ahead. Tell me it's a female. And if you're somebody who's like, you know what, but I have to say it or I'm not going to be accepted in Democrat circles, why would you want to be accepted by asinine idiots?
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself that. Well, I don't agree with you on other points. Okay, you don't agree with me on other points, but you're because you don't agree with me on other points, you're going to just lie about one point? You just tell the truth at every point. That's what you do. It was just like, I can't remember his name right now. This is a bearded conservative guy. I can't remember his name. We play some of his stuff. He was talking about, you know what? Liberals, it's okay to say that you don't agree with the mockery of the Last Supper. You know you disagree with it. I'm just taking his stuff. I'd give him credit. I can't remember his name right now. I just watched too many slides. But anyway, he's like, you can disagree. Everybody disagreed with the mockery of the Last Supper outside of demons. Everybody did. Even leftards did. Probably even the Krasensteins did. But because they know that they won't be accepted in Democrat circles or be a true Democrat if they don't lie, they lie. So how good could your agenda be if you have to lie? If you have to lie to get it put in place, to have it put in place by government? How good could the agenda be if you have to lie to get it litigated into place or get it legislated into place? How? So this is according to Democrat, the bearded millennial. Thank you, yep. Aaron. Awesome. The bearded millennial, that's who I was talking about. That was a great post by him. Absolutely great post. We put it on the post game last night. All right, so this is a female boxer according to the Olympic Committee. Right here, female boxer. All right, let's go to the next one. Robbie Starbuck video. Here is biological male Lin Yu Ting in the ring against a woman from Poland. Play for me. So there's another man battering a woman. Just so everybody knows, we just got banned on Facebook again, which I'm shifting to something. I'm looking for something I've got on Facebook. I'm trying to find it in my stack of crap here. Hang on one second. I'm going to try to find it because speaking of Facebook, I want to hit them up right now. Jerks. Yeah, we're just about there. So I'll do it in just a second. So there's another man beating up a woman, a Polish boxer, and he's still in the Olympics as far as I know. So there's actually two male boxers beating up on women. Why in the world did we get banned off of Facebook? Who knows? But probably because of hate speech. Wait till I show you what Facebook's doing right now. All right, Donald Trump put out on True Social, I will keep men out of women's sports. Very easy. Ask Kamala if she'll do the same thing. Play her the video and ask her if she'll do the same thing. All right, go to the next one for me, and then we'll talk about Facebook. Just wanted to show you this because whenever something good happens, we need to cover it. Hundreds of non-citizens removed from voter rolls in Ohio. That is great. Great job. Not a big fan of the governor of Ohio, but you know what? When people do good things, Mike DeWine, they do good things. Great job, Ohio. Good. This is what has to be done now. It cannot be litigated after the election because they'll give you the usual argument. There's no time to litigate it right now. There's no time to because we've got to certify the count. Why? They can never give you an explanation. But for some nefarious reason, we have to certify the count in three weeks. So there's no time for litigation. Get it done before the election, or folks, we will lose. They're registering by the hundreds of thousands, maybe by month, the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens to vote in this election. You're like, Tom, but eventually they'll find that they're illegal. Yeah, after the election certified. That's the plan. It's just always throw it against the wall and see how much you can get to stick, just like they did in 2020. It's obviously a fraudulent election, but it had no time to be litigated. And most judges refuse to litigate it for lack of standing. Most judges refuse to litigate it because they're cowards, actually. So since I've been banned off of Facebook, let me show you this. Libs of TikTok video. This is what, so I'm banned, just so everybody knows. I'm banned right now. We had 120 people watching. I got 10,000 people, 10 or 11,000 people follow me on Facebook individually. 22,000 follow Foundation Church where I'm talking to you right now. And I only had 120 people watching. You believe that? Right.
Sure.
So anyway, they did that. Our very first podcast, we had 900 people on Facebook watching.
Yep.
And then a few months later, we were banned. So I'm banned for what I've said. All this night. I mean, have I said anything that wasn't true? Absolutely not.
No.
If I said anything that was hate speech, well, who knows? Because who's the arbiter of hate speech?
Yeah.
So I'm off, but this is currently playing on Facebook right now. Play it for me, Will. So you are allowed to peddle assassination shirts on Facebook, but I'm kicked off. That's Mark Zuckerberg. That's Facebook. That's the leftard ecosystem, the censorship, FBI, State Department, CIA, everybody running Facebook, everybody that at least used to be on the Twitter board, everybody on the Google board, the YouTube board, are all former DHS agents or CIA agents. That's a fact, by the way.
Yep.
All is hyperbolic, but many of them are.
Yeah.
Just so you know, all part linked in with the Atlantic Council and everything else. Don't have time to digress into all that. So you can put a shirt out on Facebook. He's selling those shirts on Facebook with a picture of Trump being assassinated titled "Make Assassinations Great Again." And I'm off. Do I ever call for violence? I go out of my way to make sure I never call for violence, but I'm off.
Yeah.
Right? This is why we have to have a parallel economy. If somehow obviously this sounds idiotic right now. I'm going to drift into idiocy for just a minute. If somehow you watch this on Facebook, you've got to switch to Rumble. Plus, we're in the chat in Rumble. Talk to the people in the chat on Rumble. Yeah. You can talk to everybody on Rumble. Switch to Rumble.
It's way better.
I mean, it's a better platform anyway. You know, Facebook sucks now.
It's horrible.
It's not even technologically up to date anymore. It sucks. Zuckerberg put all of his money in that Meta catastrophe. So come on. What was that called? That old Meta.
Metaverse.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm kicked off. So put the next one up for me, Will. So Sue PLS put this up here. I reported the image, the Trump Make Assassinations Great Again t-shirt. I reported the image of the t-shirt on their Facebook page and got the immediate following response from Facebook about the Make Assassinations Great Again. Which, by the way, that person should be getting a visit from the Secret Service. And Zuckerberg, for allowing it, should be getting a visit from the Secret Service.
Right.
Here's what they said. And I can't tell you how many of these I've gotten. But with all the ones that I get, you're off.
Yeah.
Why am I off? Because I said ivermectin. Because I said masks don't work. So I'm off. But you can sell shirts on Facebook. And by the way, Facebook never has and never even tried to solve their pedophile problems. Child porn problems. They never even. Where's that gone? Anybody heard about that in recent months? No, it's just drifted away. But why? Because Democrats are in control.
Exactly.
And you know why? I'll bet you this. Because they hear from the people they meet with on a weekly basis from the Biden administration. We'll leave you alone. As far as peddling porn and child porn, we'll leave you alone as long as you keep banning conservatives like Tom Lipley. Right?
Yep.
So Sue Please puts this in. She says, you know what, this is a violation of your standards, which by the way it is. And I agree with that being a violation of the standard. I don't think you should be able to call for violence or put sexually explicit material up. I agree with that.
Right.
Okay, if you want to go find your own sexually explicit material, you'll burn in hell for all of eternity for it. I'm just saying you can go do that. You're free to do that in America. Okay, but you're never free to threaten the president of the United States. That is an actual federal crime. But Zuckerberg bans me. Or his fact checkers banned me. So Sue Please reported that person selling those assassination shirts, and this is the response she got from Facebook in a couple minutes. She said even an immediate response. We didn't remove the photo. And by the way, it wasn't a photo, it was a video, so that shows you how good they are at their jobs. To keep our review process as fair as possible, we use the same set of community standards to review all reports. We've taken a look and found this content doesn't go against our community standards.
Huh.
we understand that this might be upsetting. So what's so imagine if it was Make Assassinations Great Again with Biden or Harris on there, mm-hmm. or
yeah.
Obama.
Yeah.
I bet you that would violate their community standards.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what, see, like now, everybody, if you can, if you know anybody, like Matt Gaetz, you know any congressperson, clip this part of the show. Get somebody like Aaron or Will that knows how to do it. Clip this part of the show and send it to the congressman that you know. Because Zuckerberg needs to answer for this. In a congressional hearing, if this was Kamala Harris's face on that T-shirt, would that violate your community standards? And make them answer. Make them answer. No, it wouldn't. Oh, make them answer. That's what you got to do with these people. Put them under oath. We understand this might be upsetting, so we recommend exploring the options available to control what you see. You can also request a review within 180 days if you disagree with the decision. Yeah, you know what you... Yeah, try this review. They just never talk to you again. They're just disgusting, soulless human beings. Now, let me show you this. Alan Bakari's tweets. This shows you who's actually in control of the media. How many... Hey, we're recovering. 964 people. Hopefully you've switched over from Facebook. How many of us, honestly, now I know I'm speaking to the red pilled. I know that. But just to further enhance, further bolster what you believe, I want to show you where we get all of our information from. Who decides what you and I see unless we're connected to Rumble, unless we're connected to Elon's Twitter, which, by the way, they're still banning stuff on there because you got Linda Yaccarino, who's the CEO, which that is inexplicable to me. How Elon Musk does that. But anyway,
yeah.
But how do we get our information? And, you know, when we were told to lock down, well, now they're talking about vaccines. We just got an EUA approved for the bird flu vaccine. EUA, emergency use authorization. In order to, and now bird flu, that kills exactly zero people. So how do you get an emergency use authorization? We're a lawless country. You just get it because you want it.
Yeah.
There's no other explanation. I want to go to my usual diatribe of Aaron, help me understand. Aaron can't explain it. I can't explain it. How do you get an emergency youth authorization when there is no emergency?
Exactly.
So where do we get our information from? Here it is. Alan Bakari, fantastic. Follow him on Twitter. Fantastic account. U.S. taxpayers paying billions to companies that boycotted X. This is the 80% of advertisers that Elon Musk lost when he decided to be a free speech platform. The world's biggest advertising agencies are also the world's biggest censors boycotting the platforms that allow dissident speech. They also gobble up billions of, we pay these people taxpayer dollars. It just drives me. I mean, again, it's just like Planned Parenthood. $600 million per year. They sent $100 million of our taxpayer dollars to defeat Republicans in Arizona. That just happened. We send them $600 billion to slaughter the unborn, and maybe even the postborn, and then sell their body parts on the open market. Not even maybe the postborn, definitively the postborn, because they admitted under oath that they were harvesting baby parts off of living, heart-beating living babies. So they admitted that under oath. That's why you always have to get them under oath. But our taxpayer dollars go to Planned Parenthood to fund these abortions, and Mike Johnson just funded them again, of course, through the minibus plan 2 months ago. But anyway, again, I digress. But then they send those money, then send those dollars. I mean, they gave $600 million came from Biden. $100 million went to Arizona for elections inside of Arizona. I mean, to keep Katie Hobbs in power and keep Carrie Lake out of the Senate. Those are our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
So understand this symbiote. They also gobble up billions of taxpayer dollars to censor us. We are paying them to do what Facebook just did to me. All right, go to the next one, Will. Number two. Here are those companies right here. Publicis Group, Omnicom Group, WPP, IPG, just so you know the names. Go to the next one. Number three. I'm going to blow through these quickly. The world's biggest advertising agencies are concentrated in six global holding companies. It's like they want six banks, six global holding companies, almost like 666 sort of, right?
Yeah.
Known as the Big Six. Four out of the six hold massive USA federal contracts. Omnicom, WPP, Publicis, and Interpublic Group all own massive USA federal contracts, getting billions of dollars from us to censor us. From us to not just censor us, but censor what we see. So you end up with the FBI and the State Department meeting with Google, meeting with Facebook, meeting with Twitter under Dorsey, meeting with YouTube, to censor speech. And a lot of that is also orchestrated by fascism, which is the merging of these companies and the FBI and the State Department. Using, here's the favorite word for the night. Well, you guys were doing a tabulation. I saw you. How many times was I going to say fully penis? How many times am I going to say leverage tonight? To leverage you into compliance. Because a lot of Christians, a lot of conservatives, I can name names right now, that in order to stay on YouTube, they allow themselves to be censored. They won't say certain things because if they do, they'll lose their account. That's the same problem as the woman boxer.
Yep.
Same problem. You can do that right now. You can do, you know what, I'm going to do it and I'll keep my job right now. But eventually, conservatives are going to stop watching. Viewership's going to go down. And eventually, you'll lose your job anyway. You might elongate your time of keeping your job and having some sort of platform. But eventually, and here's the thing, if you don't talk, then conservatism is gone. Just like the female boxer, if she doesn't talk, female boxing's gone.
Yeah.
So what are you going to have what are you going to have a conservative program about once conservatism is gone?
Yeah.
So those are the four giant, massive globalist companies that have giant U.S. federal contracts, and they are all, as you read the last five words, they're all heavily pro-censorship. Go to the next one for me, Will. Every member of the Big 666 is a member of the advertising industry's pro-censorship coalition. You know, that's actually like a title. The Global Alliance of Responsible Media is the pro-censorship pro-censorship coalition. The Global Alliance for Responsible Media, GARM. GARM's entire purpose is to cut off advertising revenue to any platform that fails to adhere to its brand safety floor. So again, here it is, leverage you. If you don't comply, if you're not Elon, like Elon Musk is or was and is still in the top five richest men on the planet, so he can absorb a multi-billion dollar non-advertising hit. Nobody else can. So if you're dealing with companies like this that control all your advertising, how can they control all of their advertising? Because they have the contracts. This is conjecture. They own the contracts for Coke. They own the contract for Amazon. They own the contract for Walmart or whatever store you shop at. So they own the advertising contract for that. So they use that to leverage social media companies into putting out the speech that they want and not allowing the speech they don't want. Leverage you, force you into it. It's like you don't take your vaccination, you don't keep your job. And people are dropping dead all over the planet because of it. This extends to content that is insensitive. This is their brand safety floor. Why do they always talk in such stupid terms? What does brand safety floor even freaking mean? So irritating. This extends to content that is insensitive about a social issue, shocking or offensive. Oh, really? Okay, I get shocked and offended all the time. Does that mean it's off? Kamala Harris's voice offends me. So does that mean that she's off then? Shocking or offensive and of course, misinformation. So misinformation is anything that violates their narrative, even if it's factual. Go to the next one, Will. GARM, I hate their acronyms. I mean, GARM is partnered with, this is a shock, isn't it? With the World Economic Forum, which praises it as a force of collective pressure on platforms like X. Members of GARM recognize the role that advertisers can play in collectively pushing to improve the safety of online environments. Anybody ever feel unsafe watching this? As mean as I am. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir for the most part, but I watch all sorts of leftard, leftist commentary, leftist podcasts. I don't watch them in their entirety. I watch clips. I do not ever feel like I'm being harmed. I feel like I'm being made stupid, but I'm not being harmed.
Right.
So how are you ever being harmed by doing this? Watching something. How are you ever harmed? And again, how did we ever get here? All right, go to the next one. Only two more to go. The House Judiciary Committee, led by Jim Jordan, recently released a damning report on GARM's track record on censorship, including internal emails from leading members of the coalition. It shows GARM members backpatting themselves after the ad industry's boycott efforts cut X's revenue by 80%. So you think that this is a democracy. No, it's not. It is not. It is a leverageocracy. It is finding a way to leverage you into compliance, either by not allowing you to make money or taking the money that you are already making away from you, i.e. taking your jobs for not wearing a mask or taking six vaccinations like Joe Biden. Go to the next one for me. Last one. And the U.S. taxpayers who overwhelmingly support free speech are forced to fund the leading members of the censorship cartel. Here are just a few of the contracts they currently hold. $4 billion for Army recruitment and Omnicom. $1.1 billion HHS, notice that, HHS contract, to promote insurance enrollment. $455 million Navy recruitment contract. $394.2 million CDC tobacco PSA contract. So that would be really good. If you own a social media platform, you'd like some of that money, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like that, Aaron?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, we have our own, like, sort of streaming platform, so to speak, on Black Rope.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't mind if some of that, say, $4 billion in Army, you put an Army recruitment commercial on Black Rope.
Would love it.
Love that. Yeah. You can do that. You can sponsor the TLP with both an Army and Navy recruitment.
Yeah.
But I don't meet their prerequisites, so I get none of their money. If I needed it, I'd be leveraged out of business. Does everybody see how this works?
Yep.
That's the point of it. All right, let me show you this. Oh, wow, it's 10:02 already. Hey, is everybody ready for me to announce the big guest for tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Before I forget, because it's highly possible that Aaron probably wouldn't let me forget. But big guest for tomorrow night is Peter McCullough.
Woo!
Peter McCullough will be with us tomorrow night. Nice, long interview. You got to come. Listen, got to be here. I'll be here live. Listen, you got to watch it. It is fantastic. Seriously. Fantastic. You've got to see it. It's great. You'll love it. He's a great human being, American hero to me. American hero, period. A personal hero to me, kind of a light in the midst of a very dark time of the last four and a half years, 15 days to flatten the curve. So Peter McCullough will be with us tomorrow night. Awesome. Just thrilled about it. All right. So here we go. And my wife's working on other guests too. So we'll see what we'll see what kind of miracles we can pull off and get people on the TLP. Josh Hawley, here, more on the shooting. More has come out. I thought Ron Rowe said that he had no part in personnel decisions. did he not say that on the oath?
No, he did.
I mean, he definitively said, no, that was not me. He was asked point blank by Ted Cruz. He was asked point blank by Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley. I can't remember which. I think it was Ted Cruz. Did you make the decisions about personnel allocations to the Trump campaign security detail? Did you? No, that wasn't me. When the Trump campaign made requests for additional personnel in their security detail, were you the one that turned it down? Was not me. How are you second in command of the Secret Service? You got Kim Cheadle and then Ron Rowe. How do you have nothing to do with the biggest name on the planet's personnel allocations? How is that possible? Explain that to me. How is it possible that you're not making personnel decisions for that campaign? Well, we all found out that Ronald Rowe, who now needs to be prosecuted for perjury, was lying. Josh Hawley knew, whistleblower tells me, Secret Service acting director Ron Rowe personally directed cuts to the United States Secret Service agents who do the threat assessments for events.
Oh, my word.
That's kind of a big deal, wouldn't you think? I mean, these are the people that are doing the actual threat assessments, which, by the way, my numbers have been confirmed by Dan Bongino. Make sure you're listening to him about all things assassination attempt. And listen, you got to give credit where credit is due. He's way better than me at it. I mean, former Secret Service agent for 12 years on the presidential protective detail, knows a little more than I do. He used to do the threat assessments. Bongino did. There was actually three Secret Service agents there. Three. At an event with 20 or 30,000 people, with the most threatened, the most likely to be assassinated man on the planet.
Yeah, that's psycho.
Three. Well, you know why? Well, Ron Rowe, he directed cuts. He didn't, listen to what it says, personally. Because now the Secret Service makes its decisions based on, are you a Democrat or you're a Republican? Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep.
They are politically biased decisions. If you are the right party, which for them is Democrat, you get anything and everything you want. Remember how Ron Rowe refused to answer the question from Ted Cruz? Specifically, how many Secret Service agents does Donald Trump get? And how many Secret Service agents does Joe Biden get? He never said that Trump should get the same number. He should, because the threat assessment's far higher for Trump, but he cut all the threat assessment people. So how would you know what threat assessment is?
Yeah.
But anyway, why won't you answer the question? He knows. Why won't you say 30, 15? Why won't you? Because you know that you're going to look bad. So once again, it all comes down to this general narrative of people refusing to speak the truth because of the ramifications of the truth. Listen, folks, every Sunday I preach hellfire and brimstone, as well as the promises of God, that God wants you well, that God wants you to win, that God wants you to prosper, that God wants you wealthy. But I also tell you, if you're living in sin, I don't care how many sinner's prayers you've said, you're going to die and go straight to hell for it. You have to tell people, and you know what people do? They get mad and leave. They get mad and leave. They get mad and leave when you tell them that God wants them to prosper, even though you read them the Bible verse.
Yep.
They get mad and leave when you tell them God wants them well.
It's true.
People, it's just like Jesus said in John 8:45, because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. It's like Paul said in Galatians 4:16, am I now your enemy because I tell you the truth? Why won't Ron Rowe just simply answer the questions? How many Secret Service agents are in each detail? How many does Jill have versus Donald Trump? Why won't you answer? Because you're afraid of the ramifications of the truth. Mm-hmm. So he personally directed cuts to the United States Secret Service agents, who do probably the most important job there is outside of jumping on the president's body, the threat assessment for events. Whistleblower says those agents were not present. You hear this, Aaron? Not present in Butler. Not present. Gosh, I don't even know what to say. If you guys can think of anything, I mean, not present. And now, Corey Comparator is dead. Two other people heinously injured, and Donald Trump has his ear shot off. And some of them had warned of security problems for months. So the people who weren't there were warning of the security problems. And what did Ron Rowe do? You know, he's got his haircut that makes him look like a conservative. He sounds so sincere, and he sounds so full of virtue, and he sounds like he works real hard. He's nothing. He's another Kamala Harris. He does nothing. He's lazy. And they got caught. And, of course, here's the thing. Does Ronald Rowe, you know where I stand on it. I believe this is an orchestrated plot by the deep state. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a global leftist cabal plot against Donald Trump. We already know it. They do this to every Republican president for all intents and purposes. That's not a globalist. Lincoln, shot in the head. John F. Kennedy, you're like, Tom, he was a Democrat. No, really? You really think that stern Catholic was a Democrat? No, he's actually a Republican, really. Because Democrats back then were really, for all intents and purposes, Republicans. Democrats back then were more conservative than most Republicans today. So, I mean, again, a non-globalist against the CIA refused to go along with the globalist agenda and narrative. He gets shot in the head. Ronald Reagan refused to go along with the global narrative. He got shot. Probably tried to shoot him in the head, but shot him in the body. And then you have Donald Trump. He gets shot in the head. Why not the other Republicans? Really? The former head of the CIA, George Herbert Walker Bush, and his son, George W. Bush. Mitt Romney, who has his, I know he wasn't president, but he has his tentacles all around the world and leftist, various leftist cabals and money-making and money-laundering operations. Of course, he's not going to get touched. They don't want the people that are running the cabal, the global cabal, the globalist cabal to be touched. They want the people fighting the cabal to be touched. And Donald Trump, obviously, was touched. And the sad thing is, we better watch it, because they're probably going to try it again. And there's no threat assessment to even assess the level of threat for their next attempt, because the current Secret Service director cut basically all the personnel for threat assessments. That's where we are right now. All right, let's go to the next one. Sweet P. Bell tweet. Another Secret Service cover-up. This just enhances what I've already read to you. This is more information on it. A little bit redundant, but there's new information. Listen for it. It has been alleged by a whistleblower that the acting Secret Service head, Director Ron Rowe, personally cut agents from the threat assessment team. We got that part already. Leading up to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump on J13. Here's new stuff. In a letter from Senator Josh Hawley to acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe, it states a whistleblower has alleged to my office that the Secret Service Counter-Surveillance Division, I always want everybody to know who it is, the division that performs threat assessment of events, sites before the event occurs, did not perform its typical evaluation. So there you go. They weren't there, and they did not perform the event. Because people could say, well, they were there, and then they left. No, they didn't do the evaluation at Butler. Nothing. That's almost like it's on purpose.
Yeah.
But you know why? because it was on purpose.
Exactly.
There's no way to reach this Olympian level. There's no way to reach this Olympian level of incompetence. It has to be malfeasance. It has to be nefarious. It has to be. Here's Grace Chong video. Matt Gaetz. Now you know Mike Johnson, you know, who we can really trust. Mike Johnson has put together a team to investigate this, right? We can really trust that investigation. This is the man who just funded transgender surgeries, funded Planned Parenthood, put us another $1.7 trillion in debt. Mike Johnson did with his mini-bus spending bill that they all did in smoke-filled back rooms, but nobody ever read it, just everybody signed it. And Mike Johnson got together with Chuck E. Schumer and Akeem Jeffries and put it all together. Those are the people you need to work with. I guess Mike Johnson claims to be an evangelical Christian, has never actually read 2 Corinthians 6:14 to not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness like Akeem Jeffries have in common, or what fellowship can light have with darkness, right? So, but he gets together in smoke-filled back rooms and puts together these deals. But now Mike Johnson's put together a task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. Here's Matt Gaetz. I think it's deeply concerning that Eli Crane, SEAL sniper, and Corey Mills, also sniper, the two snipers in Congress, were left off the team. They were left off the Trump assassination task force by Mike Johnson. I wonder why it is. Let Matt Gaetz speak for himself. Play it for me.
I think it's deeply concerning that Eli Crane and Corey Mills, the two snipers in the United States Congress, were left off of the Congress's work on this. And I said it plainly on War Room this morning that I believe that has more to do with their votes on the spending bills. They vote against a lot of the bloated budgets and wasteful spending. And so they're not really part of the club inside of insular Washington. And I think they were punished for that.
So because Eli Crane and Corey Mills didn't like little Mikey, Polly Pockets, they didn't like his spending bill. So you take the two most qualified individuals to be on the Trump assassination task force and leave them off because they committed a political violation of the Speaker of the House because they didn't agree with Mike Johnson funding Planned Parenthood, lopping off penises, lopping off testicles, and lopping off breasts of 12-year-olds. And it's coming out now in Texas, according to Alex Jones, that doctors are being caught lopping off the penises of 4 and 5-year-olds.
It's disgusting.
And Mike Johnson funds it. And because Corey Mills and Eli Crane, the two most qualified individuals to be on this task force, because they didn't vote to fund that, they're off the task force. That shows you that right there is the living embodiment of cesspool establishment Republicanism right there. And I'm Republican through and through, voting down ballot Republican, voting Trump, love Trump. I'm just telling you, it's gross. Because the people that they come and they campaign in your hometown as conservatives and they legislate like Mike Johnson. And then Mike Johnson goes and licks Trump's boots. But if it was Nikki Haley, he'd be licking her boots. These people will say anything. I said this on the podcast. Most pastors and most politicians say what benefits them. If it'll benefit them to preach hellfire and brimstone, they do it, but they don't really believe it.
Yep.
But if they think it'll benefit them, it'll fill the pews. We're a growing church, praise God. They'll preach it. But they have no principles themselves. No actual rudder at all. But people like Eli Crane and Corey Mills do. And have both come out and said what needed to be said about this assassination attempt. All right, 14 minutes worth of overtime. That's good. Rumble Rants tonight. Tammy Margritter, $10. Thank you, Tammy. Nude Monk, thank you. $17. Flash River, $25. Naz Yeager, $10. The Erectionist, $10. Appreciate you guys really so much. Thank you. I really do. I don't even know how to put it into words. You guys make it worth 1,000 people on right now. You make it all worth it. I love doing it anyway, but I really, really appreciate seeing you, all your faces. Let me say hey to the, got my chat right here. Wendy McGroin right on the bottom, crying out for overtime. I'm 15 into overtime already. Kathy, 1604, I love you, Wendy. Thank you so much. Really, I love the McGroin Nation. You got McGroin stock coming up here in a month or so. Milwaukee James is on, Mike Griffith is on. As you guys type in right now, I'm going to read it as you show up. Q the Band is on. Why Not Me is on. M-Peace is on. Lynn and Jeff is on. Dragon McGroin, haven't seen you till now. Love you right back, Dragon McGroin. Love the McGroin Nation. Pops, haven't seen you tonight. glad you're on. Sun Gun, like your little dancing thing. Scooter 8887. Robin McGroin. John Phillips. Neon Widow. Man, you guys are fast. Veronica 18201. Jack and Daisy. Casey 1415. Salty Gonads, one of my favorites. Dave Saunders. Lisa Maurer. Lynn and Jeff, Gritterdom, Swethy, Cue the Band, Chopper, Super Nun. You guys are amazing. Love you. Love all of you. Listen, stick around for the post game. You've got to see Peter McCullough tomorrow. Got to see it. It is the best thing ever. One of the most brilliant people you've ever heard. Hey, there's another Rumble rant right there,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
PB2. Got me scroll. PB2, Tim 17. Thank you, $20. Love you guys. All right, God bless you. Stick around for the post game. I know I say it all the time. All right, listen. I'm gonna pimp this.
There we go.
Listen, I gotta pimp this. You gotta stick around for the last video. This is short. It is a short post game. It's an animal thing. I'm telling you, you're gonna cry. I mean, you gotta see it. You stick around for it. I'm telling you, I can't wait to watch it. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Stick around for it. It's some most of it. There's hardly any downers in the post game night. Hardly any downers. Stick around for it. But make sure that you stick around for that last video. It is so good. Love you all. What is tonight? Thursday. I'll see how good. Wait, let's try. I'm pimping the show tomorrow. Yep. Right now, I don't even know where I'm at. Yeah, I've been thrown off since we went to 5 days a week.
Me too.
All right. So we're back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted. So I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it, year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.